Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word is food. F-O-O-D.
Really?
You bet your life. The National Broadcasting Company presents Groucho Marx in The Best of Groucho, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Let's not go overboard. Well, here I am again with a chance for each of our couples to win up to $10,000. And if any of them say the secret word, they'll win an extra $100.
And Groucho will meet our first couple in just a moment.
Joe? Hey, Joe.
Now, where in the world did that announcer of mine go?
Hey, Joe Slattery, where in the world are you?
Over here, eh?
Oh, Joe, look. Help me tell the folks about our Red Foley show that's on most of these stations every Saturday, huh?
Why, you don't need any help, Red.
Just go right ahead. Tell the folks about the way you bring a famous guest star along on every visit with our friends listening in.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point, Joe.
Well, just tell about the way you always answer a listener's request for one of your inspiring songs of faith and devotion.
Mm-hmm. I guess it would be good to mention that, too, Joe.
And what a bright and happy-humored sort of show it is. Now, you want to mention that for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's another good point, too.
See, Rick, you didn't need any help after all. Friends, you listen for Red Foley and all the gang on the Red Foley Show. Saturdays on most of these stations.
We'll be seeing you, folks.
Groucho, Giselle Dark and...
Giselle's what?
Her name is Giselle Dark.
Oh.
And Danny Terrell is standing by to talk to you. So, folks, you can please meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to you. Welcome to you, Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and take home an extra 50 smackers. It's a common word, something you see every day. Giselle in the Dark and Danny Terrell, eh? Giselle, you're a very attractive girl. How old are you, Giselle?
Well, you see, never has to do a very curious with how old she is.
Oh.
But I am 24.
Well, where are you from? Are you from Peoria?
Peoria, what is that?
Peoria is where they make all that beer.
Oh, no, I'm from Paris.
You're from Paris? Don't they make any beer in Paris?
Oh, yes, I guess.
Did you have a job in Paris?
Not exactly. I was helping my mother run a restaurant.
Oh. Well, were you sophisticated when you left there, or did you leave Paris green?
I don't quite understand what you say.
No, well, it's just as well. Nobody understands what I'm talking about. Now, what did you do in Paris?
Well, I was helping my mother.
You were helping your mother?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the restaurant?
Yes.
Can you cook?
Oh, but yes.
Imagine some fellow marrying this girl and then finding out 6 months later that she's also a good cook. Now, you're Danny Terrell, huh?
Terrell Groucho.
Terrell?
Yes.
What'd I say, Terrell?
Terrell.
How long have you been Danny Terrell?
Oh, quite a while now.
Mm-hmm. And where do you be from?
Do you really want to know?
Sure, I do. Yeah.
I'm from Belfast, Ireland, Groucho.
Now you know. Are you married, Danny?
Oh, yes.
How'd you meet your wife?
She was in the back of a pop truck.
She was in a pop truck?
Yeah. You know, like, you know the little pop truck, I think.
The pop truck?
It's called a coffee wagon here.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the back of the pop truck. I guess she was getting pop for herself.
Mm. Now, do you have any wee ones? Do you have any little folk?
Now, what are we meant to tell you how I met my wife? What?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a fine idea. I think if you're going to talk about little ones, you should first talk about your wealth.
I hadn't really met her to this time, so I said, you know, but I know this is neither the time nor the place, but do you think I could have the pleasure of your company to a show sometime?
Well, that was very nice.
No, wasn't it?
Yes, I'm sure it was.
And she said, well, I don't mind. So says I, right, I'll pick you up at 8 o'clock tonight. So she says, all right, but I still don't know your name. So we introduced ourselves, and lo and behold, and where we went from there.
Where did you go from there?
So we have one little boy
now. Oh, well, that's nice. What's his name? Patrick?
Yes.
Do you have a job, Danny boy?
I'd like to become a singer, Groucho.
A singer?
Yes.
What kind of singing do you do?
I'm Irish tenor, Groucho.
Really? Yes. I thought you were a Swedish baritone. Could you give us a few bars of an Irish song?
I could give you a little bit of Hello, Patsy Fagan, if I could get a little bit of help from the orchestra.
From the orchestra? You'll get very little help from this crowd. What's the name of the song?
Hello, Patsy Fagan. Oh.
Hello, Patsy Fagan.
In the key of F.
What's the key?
In the key of F. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a distant boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. Woo! You're a rarum, cherum, divinely cherum, a distant Irish boy. Now, if there's a lady present that'd like to marry me, I'll take her to that little isle across the Irish Sea. I'll dress her up in satin and save her all I can, and let the people see that I'm a decent Irish man. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. You're a rarum, scarum, diddly, carum, Jason's Irish
boy. Danny, me boy, that was very good.
Thank
you have a fine voice.
Thank you very much.
Fine personality, and I'm sure a lot of people are after you. Now let's see if you can win some money, huh? You have selected food and cooking. I'm going to ask you some questions. If you miss two in a row, you're through. If you get four in a row right, you win $1,000. Now, before you answer, talk it over. What kind of a cooking utensil is a ramekin? R-A-M-E-K-I-N.
Because you asked it in French.
It's spelled R-A-M-E-K-I-N. What kind of a cooking utensil is a R-A-M-E-K-I-N? You don't know, guess.
Would it be a kettle by any chance?
Well, it's a bacon dish.
I had never heard that word before again.
You have one wrong.
What are condiments? C-O-N-D-I-M-E-N-T-S.
Seasoning?
That's right, seasoning.
Now, I have one right.
I happen to know that.
It's a
favorite prank. There's one right now.
Okay.
What are scallions?
Spring onions.
Yes, that's good.
Spring onions.
Well, you're halfway to $1,000. Two more right, and you'll have $1,000.
Can you spring onion? All right, what are petit fours?
Petit fours, those are little cookies.
Yeah, I thought petit fours would be about three. No, that's right, they're small cakes.
You have three right now, get the next one right, and you'll have $1,000.
Generally speaking, women are generally speaking. That's wrong. What are anise, A-N-I-S-E, hyssop, rue, and basil?
They're seasoning, anise.
All right, that's close enough.
So you have four in a row correct, and you win $1,000.
Now listen. Here it is. You won $1,000. You can keep it and quit, or else you can come back at the end of the show and try to double your money. You may even get a chance at $10,000. So go over there and sit down and think about it. And no matter what you decide to do, thanks for being on the show.
In just a moment, our second couple will join Groucho to play You Bet Your Life.
The Red Cross is on the job. When you need it, now it's your turn. The Red Cross needs you. There's a rule we've all been taught, so let's meet it. Do for others as you'd have them do for you. Whenever things get tough anywhere, the Red Cross is there to make them easier to bear. You can be sure that when you and that's all the Red Cross ever asks of you. And that's all the Red Cross ever asks of you.
Groucho, we have two young ladies on deck who are waiting to talk to you, so we'll Lena Pereira and Mercedes
Welcome White. To You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word, and you each get an extra $50. It's a common word, something you see every day. Lena Pereira and Mercedes White, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, which is... which
she's
is
Mercedes, it? And she's Lena.
You're Lena? You're not, though. You're fatter, aren't you? Are you married, Lena?
Yeah, she's married.
Are you married?
Yeah. Oh, she.
You're both married. Well, that's a shame. How do you know Mercedes is married?
Well, she's my sister.
You have very colorful names. Are you of Spanish extraction?
No, Portuguese. No, we're Portuguese.
Well, that's not much different.
Well.
Where are you from, Mercedes?
We're from Marquise, California. We're both from Marquise.
You know, to even this up, there should be two of me up there. Where's Artesia?
It's about 4 miles from Norwalk. 4 miles from Norwalk.
Where is it?
It's about 3 miles from Norwalk, I think.
Well, don't you live near each other?
Yeah, right. Well, sure. Yeah. About 4 blocks. 4 blocks.
How many blocks?
4 blocks. Yeah, it's 4 blocks. About 3 or 5. Mm.
Could we settle for 3.5 blocks?
I said 4. Yeah, I don't know. I moved. Well,
I wish I knew which one it was I was talking about.
This is
Mercedes. This is Mercedes. You're Artesia,
Lena.
Huh?
Lena.
Oh. How long have you been married, Lena?
13. About 12. Well, no, 13. Well, it'll be 13 in November.
What about your husbands? Do they talk together, too, when they talk?
Well, he's sleeping. They're usually working.
They're working?
I hope, sometimes, yeah. Not mine, though. Without mine, he's sleeping.
Yours is out of work, too?
No. My husband's out of work. My husband's out of work.
Has he always been out of work?
No, but he's a hard-working man.
But he isn't working?
Not right now.
How did you meet your husband, Lena?
I met him at a Portuguese dance.
The Portuguese dance?
Uh-huh. Where we have celebrations and... Sometimes they have wedding dances.
And you were 12 then?
No, I was about 14.
How old were you?
When I met my husband?
Yeah, when you 14. Went to the dance. Huh?
I was about 14 when we started going.
Oh. Well, how much later did you marry this fellow who was
about,
taking
about 3 months after I met him. 2 months, 3 months.
No.
No, it was about 3 months. No, about 2 months.
You said you move fast, don't you, huh?
Yeah.
You didn't waste any time getting engaged after that dance, did you?
He didn't.
He didn't. Why was that?
Well, he wouldn't be allowed to be in the house if we weren't engaged. He couldn't come over.
Couldn't come in the house at all?
No.
He got engaged just to come in the house?
Yeah.
Is this a Portugal custom?
Yes, some of them. Yeah. Not all of them, I guess. The old timers, yeah.
The old timers, huh? But you don't going to apply this to your children, huh?
Well, I'm
going to say,
but
he's going to do it. Well, talk it over. I think it's a good idea. Talk it over and let me know what your final decision is. That's all. Well, what have you decided upon? Don't do any snap opinions.
We don't know if change. Things go to change. You have to go maybe and change a little bit. One is 11. Yeah, so far, we don't know.
The only thing climbing in this
game. One, and she's got one that's 8.
You know that, don't you?
What?
That's what Schopenhauer said. The only thing climbing in this change.
Change, yeah? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that makes three of us don't know what we're Well, let's go out to chat and see if you can win some dough. Are you good on songs?
Not on lyrics, but on popular songs.
Well, these are familiar lyrics from famous songs. I'll give you a line from the lyrics. You give me the title of the song. If you miss two in a row, you're Butch.
Yeah.
If you get four in a row...
Huh? Yeah, I'm sorry. What have you
said
it
in Portuguese?
What? Say what?
Washed up.
Lavado.
If you miss two in a row, you're Lavado.
Yeah.
If you get four in a row right, you're in Lavado. All right, here we go. Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper. Now you tell me the title of the song. No, not Poop-a-doop. Cheap. Can I sing the melody?
Can you? That'd be easy.
Yeah. Potatoes are cheaper. Tomatoes are cheaper. Next line. Now's the time to fall in love. Eddie Cantor sang it for 80 years on the TV.
Yeah.
Now you have one wrong. Don't get the next one wrong or you're out of the game.
You picked this category yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we wanted the song.
Now, come on. Now, get sharp, girls. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
You got to accentuate the positive.
That's good enough. That's good enough.
Now you're on the right track. One right, three more to go for $1,000.
All right. Can it be the trees that fill the breeze with rare and magic perfume?
That's the one I think
that miser, yeah. What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Can it be the trees that fill the breeze with rare and magic perfume? Do, 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 do.
No.
Love and Bloom.
No.
Well, you're back to one wrong again.
I get no kick from champagne. Flying so high with some gale in the sky is my idea of nothing to do.
But there's always something to do.
Mm-mm. No, I'm sorry. It's I get a kick out of you.
Yeah.
Well, girls, you came through with this with flying colors. I'm sorry you didn't win because you're such nice girls. But I'm going to give you one more question for 100 smackers. All right?
Yeah.
I'll ask you one question. And I don't want you to help either because this is a toughie. Who was buried in Grant's tomb?
Grant.
Admiral Grant is right. Thanks. I'm sorry you didn't win more. You're real cute. And thanks for being with us. You bet your life.
Thanks.
We'll find out if our first contestants will try for the double chance at $5,000 or $10,000 in just a moment.
Suddenly, an oppressive silence closed in about them. The glittering lake lost its enchantment. Their secret cove became their prison. And the prospect of facing the future alone together had become a terrifying one indeed. This is Ed Herlihy, your host on My True Story. Tomorrow, you'll hear the drama of two young people for whom a dream had come true. But, as dreams sometimes will, theirs had taken on a grotesque and nightmare-like quality. And they felt themselves doomed to live out their lives in the silent, empty world they had worked so hard to create. You'll want to be listening to this compelling drama tomorrow on My True Story. My True Story brings you a complete hour-long drama every weekday on NBC. So enjoy My True Story and stay tuned throughout the day for all the other fine programs. The drama, the music, the news, the rich variety of entertainment and information brought to you over these same NBC stations.
Let's find out the decision on the big money tonight.
Giselle Dark and Danny Carell, would you come on, please?
Well, how'd you do?
You do,
Buster. You won $1,000. If you decide to try for the $10,000 and you fail, you wind up with a total of $500. What are you going to do?
I would like to ask my husband. I think he's in the audience. Could I do that?
Well, shout out and see what he says.
I don't know where he is.
All right, will the husband stand up?
Oh,
what do you want him to do?
Okay with me. You
ought
to try.
Big deal. He's sitting out there. What has he got to lose? Just you, that's all. All right, what about you? Have you got a husband out front?
No.
You got a wife out front?
No, but I got a wee wife at home, girl. Yes, so
what are you going to do?
I promised her if I'd get this far that she and the little boy could go home and see her uncle, who is not too well at the moment in Canada.
Oh.
And I think their visit with him would help him immensely.
Oh. And you're just going to keep them on, yeah?
Rather than jeopardize her chance.
All right. Yes, he has $500. Now, you're going for the big swag. You're a big hero out front.
You better have made the right decision.
Yes. You better not come home tonight, huh? Well, I think of a number between 1 and 10. Talk out loud.
9.
Well, give the wheel a spin. And it landed on 8.
9?
I know that. I just wanted to see if they were watching. The number was 9 and it landed on 9. So this question is worth $5,000. You ready? One of the few emperors left in the world today claims imperial descent from King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. For $5,000, what is the name of this emperor? Take your time and think about it. What's the answer? If you don't know, guess. No answer? Okay. It was Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia. I'm sorry you missed it, but you wound up with $250, but you had a chance at $5,000. I think your husband was right. Congratulations, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
The Best of Groucho is transcribed in Hollywood, produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jack Meekin. Be sure to tune in again next week, same time, same station, when Groucho begins his new fall series, The You Bet Your Life. The Best of Groucho is heard by our armed forces around the world.
Rock Hudson and Janet Lee join Frank Blair and Don Russell on It's Network Time tomorrow on most of these NBC stations.